Nicholas looked at her. He couldn't imagine anyone who looked less likely to hurt anyone.
What do you mean, explode their heads?
She tried to stop herself, but couldn't help pulling a small golden leaf from her pocket.
Hulip.
Hulip?
Yes, I gave an elf some hulip soup, and their head exploded. It was so much fun, it was almost worth life imprisonment. I am saving my last leaf for someone special. I love seeing heads explode. I can't help it.
Nicholas felt fear prickle his skin. If even the sweetest-looking pixie could turn out to be a murderer, there really was no hope.
Would you like to see my head explode?
Nicholas asked, although he was petrified of the answer. The truth pixie desperately tried to lie.
Yes, I would like that so much!
Then she looked guiltily.
Sorry,
she added softly. Worried that the truth pixie might try to put Hulip in his mouth as he slept, Nicholas vowed to himself that he would do everything in his power to stay awake for as long as possible, indeed forever if need be. The troll rolled over in bed and opened his eyes.
What be you?
Asked the troll. And though he was big, he wasn't slow. And a moment later, Nicholas was struggling for breath as a rough, textured, warty hand grabbed him by the throat and squeezed hard.
I am Nicholas, a boy, a human.
A human? What be a human?
Nicholas tried to explain, but he couldn't breathe, and all that came out was a strangulated gurgle.
Humans live beyond the mountain, explained the truth pixie. They come from the south. They are very dangerous. Squeeze his neck until his head falls off.
Nicholas looked at the truth pixie, who smiled sweetly.
Sorry,
she said.
I just can't help it.
The troll thought about killing Nicholas, but decided against it.
It be Christmas Day, he said to himself. Bad luck to kill on Christmas Day.
It's the 23rd of December,
said the truth pixie helpfully.
If you want to kill him, I suggest you go ahead.
That be Troll Christmas Day. Troll Christmas come early. Can't kill on Christmas Day.
He let go of Nicholas's neck